So this parak deals with Malkus. Who gets Malkus? So the Mishnah gives us the Chedushim of who gets Malkus. Someone who's born a sister. So even though these are cases of Issachrisis, still they get Malkus. Someone's born a sister, Aviv, on the sister of his father, his aunt, Imai, his mother's sister, Ishtai, his wife's sister. The wife of his brother, assuming that his brother had children, so now his wife is Osertim. Val Ashes Achi Aviv, the wife of his father's brother, his aunt through a father's brother. Val Anida, woman who is Anida. Almana L'Kayin Gadol. So now we list cases of Lav. Almana L'Kayin Gadol. An Almana to a Kayin Gadol. Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kayin Hedyat. The Grusha or a Chalutza, divorced woman or a Chalutz to a Kayin, a regular Kayin. Mamzeres and Nasina L'Yisrael. Mamzeres or a Nasin. So the Nasinim were from the Givonim that they tricked Yehuda into making a peace treaty with them, so you're not allowed to marry them. So they marry Yisrael, so there's an Isser Malkus. Bas Yisrael or a Bas Yisrael a Nasin ul Mamzer, to a male Nasin or to a Mamzer. Almana u Grusha. If a woman is an Almana and a Grusha, Chayavin Aleha Mishum Shnei Shemois. So you Chayav for being born her for two Lavin. One for, if he marries her, not if he's born her, if he marries her, he's married for two Malkus, one for Grusha and one for Almana. Grusha v'chalutza, ene chayev al mishem echad. If she's Grusha and a chalutza, so this is considered to be only one, and there's only one Isser. Mishnah Beis. Ha-tami sh'achal es ha-kodesh. If someone's tamei and he eats kodesh. Va'abal ha-migdash tamei. If someone walks into the Beis ha-migdash while he's tamei. Va'eichal chelev. Someone who eats chelev, forbidden fats of an animal. Vidami eats dam v'noyser, eats noyser or pigle. He eats from a carbon that was disqualified as pigle, meaning the kayin had the wrong kavana when he shechted it v'tamei. Or he ate from a carbon when he's tamei. Hashechet v'yamalo. If someone shechts or he's malabachutz. So he shechts a carbon or he brings it on a mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. V'oichal chametz b'Pesach, he eats chametz on Pesach. V'oichal v'oisa malacha b'yom kippurim. He eats or he does malacha on Yom Kippur. Again, these are writer cases of chayvei krisus that you still get malchus. V'amefate mesa shemen, someone who makes shemen hamishcha. He blends the shemen, makes something like shemen hamishcha. V'amefate mesa k'tayris, someone who blends and replicates the k'tayris that was in the Beis HaMikdash. V'asach b'shemen HaMishcha. Or someone takes Shemen HaMishcha and he uses it for his own person. He takes the actual Shemen HaMishcha. V'eichal nevelois, if someone eats nevela, an animal that died that wasn't shechted. U'treifos, an animal that was a treifa. Shkatzim v'ramosim, he ate shkatzim or ramosim, different types of insects or rodents. So, ochal tevel, if a person eats tevel. Tevel is produce that meiser and trumas were not taken off. So again, after you give Ma'aserishin to the Levi then has to take off Truma. Over here, he did not take off Truma, so you're not allowed to eat it because this Truma mixed in. Where he eats Ma'aserishin without being paidet out of Yerushalayim, or he eats Hegdish without being paidet. All these cases, Yechayev Malkus. What's the shear that someone's chayev eating tevel to get Malkus? Rub Shimon Aymer, Kol Shur, Rub Shimon says any amount. Chama Aymerim, Kizayis. Chama say you have to eat a Kizayis. Reb Shimon says, why do you have to eat so much? Aren't you moided that if you ate an ant, that you're chayiv? So Amrulai, so the Chacham said back to him, Mepneishi kibriyah. So that's different, because over there you're eating a creation, meaning it's a barrier. So even though it's not a shear, but you're over even for eating just one thing. Amalahen. So Reb Shimon says back, Afchita achas kibriyah. Says even one kernel of wheat, there's a whole is a bria. It's considered a separate creation, and therefore you should be over for it, even though you did not eat a shear. Have a good day.